சதாசிவசமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரியமத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரியபர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். ஓம்.
சாப்டர் 8 வெர்ஸ் 18.
அவ்யக்தாத்வக்தய சர்வாஹ ப்ரபவந்த்யஹ ராகமே ராத்ர்யாகமே ப்ரலீயந்தே தத்ரைவாவ்யக்த ஸஞ்ஞகே.
லார்ட் கிருஷ்ணா கம்பேரிங் த டூ கோல்ஸ் பிட்வீன் கர்மா and upasana. By performing sakama karma, one attain the finite goal, parichinna phalam, limited phalam only one can attain by performing sakama karma, rituals, puja. They get phalam, but that phalam is only finite, limited. Whereas, when a person performs nishkama karma or nishkama upasana, that person attains infinite phalam. So, two sadhanas and two goals. Karma yoga is one sadhana, nishkama karma, and upasana is one sadhana for highest goal. Kevala karma for materialistic goals. So materialistic goals are always finite. They have three doshas: dukkha misritatvam, atruptikaratvam, bandhakatvam. So the defective goal it is. Defective goal. Therefore, intelligent, mature people never vote for defective goal. Mature, intelligent people always aim at a higher goal, not defective. So the nishkama karma upasana dwara highest goal, which is defect free. So between these two, Lord Krishna is doing a contrast, comparative study. Hey Arjuna, if a person by performing sakama karma, even he gets, suppose highest brahmaloka he goes, Swarga or Brahmaloka, he may go, but he will come back. He may live long time there, as long as Brahmaji lives. Sahasra Yuga Paryantam. Long time he may live, but that punya will exhaust one day. He has to come back. Then that is finite or infinite goal? Finite only. The phalam ends because of your punya ends. Once the phalam also over, you have to come back again to another body. Which body you come, nobody knows. Therefore, Lord Krishna said, the entire creation, he is talking, jivas are taking birth and they are disappearing again and again because they are mainly working for only finite goals. How the jivas are coming? When Brahmaji wakes up, the whole creation manifests. When Brahmaji sleeps, the whole creation goes into unmanifest form. What do you mean by creation? That's what we are seeing. In 18th shloka, Lord Krishna says, creation is not there really speaking, only vyaktam, avyaktam, umbrella. You remember that umbrella? The person who keeps everything and close when the policeman comes. Like that, whole srishti is nothing but appearance and disappearance. There is no total destruction, complete eternal destruction kadiyadu. New creation is also not there. Then what? Old, good old, recycling they are doing, you know, everything. Everything they are doing, recycling. Where from they got this, you know, idea? From Lord. Lord does that recycling only. What was there in previous Srishti, the same he visualize. Previous Jivas list, their karmas he visualize and he manifest. Objective world. Look into the shloka. Sarvaha, all beings, aharagami vyaktayaha prabhavanti. Aharagami, the day of Brahmaji comes. Ahaha means a day. Agami means when it comes. Brahmaji wakes up. Brahmaji wakes up. Sahasra yoga paryantram. He wakes up, comes forth, the manifest beings comes into appearance. Then when Brahmaji sleeps one night, again, thousand chaturyugas, he sleeps. What happens? Ratri agami. Nidra, Brahmaji feeling sleepy. Ratri agami for Brahmaji. When the night comes, tatra eva praliyante. Tatra eva means what? There alone, into their own unmanifest form they go. Tatra eva avyakta sanyake praliyante. Avyakta sanyake means in their avyakta form, unmanifest form, they disappear. They disappear totally, eternally, temporarily they disappear. They appear and disappear. That's all. How to trust this? That is why Bhagavan knows you won't trust. I know that. I will give you one sample. Every day. Laya, our sleep. Like these astronauts, when they want to go to the higher planets, first they have to acclimatize their body. First trial party, madri. What is a trial party rehearsal? They go to the upper region of the space where there is no gravitation. There they float. First they get training there. After getting that training long time, they are very confident to go to higher moon, space, all so many other places they can go. A sample and matter. Like that, Bhagavan also gives sleep every day. Night, we sleep many times. That is different. Every day, night, we go to sleep. What happens that time? All our experiences, all our possessions, all our knowledge, irinda, uncho, knowledge, all our memories, everything go into unmanifest form. Are eternally going or temporarily going there? If they go eternally, who will sleep? None of us will sleep. Thank God, we are temporarily going to unmanifest form. When we wake up, again the same person wakes up, same knowledge, same 8th chapter book of Wednesday morning he brings. That means what? He remembers. That means what? Same person, same knowledge, same family, same habits also. By waking up, your habits are not going to change. Smoker is a smoker. Alcoholic is an alcoholic. Spiritual aspirant is a spiritual seeker. As we have gone to sleep, so we get up. No change. அது எப்படியோ இது அப்படிதான். ஓகே, தெர்ஃபோர் நோ நியூ ரியல் கிரியேஷன் அட் எனி டைம். ஈவன் பகவான் ஆல்சோ கெனாட் பிரிங் எனி நியூ திங். தென் வாட் இஸ் திஸ் கிரியேஷன்? கிரியேஷன் இஸ் நத்திங் பட் மேட்டர் இன் மோஷன். பிரளயா மீன்ஸ் வாட்? மேட்டர் இன் நான் மோஷன் ஆர் எனர்ஜி. That's all. You are giving the name for that manifestation. Okay? You are giving the name creation. You can say this pot is created. You can say pot is created. Adiyo correct da. What I say? Pot is not created. Pot was there already in the clay. That is manifesting. Manifesting. Why? If pot was not there in the clay, pot maker cannot create, manifest this pot. Because he knows, if I use this clay, I'll get a pot. Can he get the pot from the wood? He cannot get the clay pot. That means what? He knows that where from pot can come. Carpenter knows where from the desk can come. That means what? They have the jnanam. They want to bring out which was in unmanifest form. They bring into manifest form. This is the creation. We give the name. That's all. Matter cannot be created. That is why time and space both are the integral part of matter. Time and space. Causality, cause and effect. Three are together. No time, no space, no matter can be separately existing. Matter, time and space are integral parts. Together they are. Therefore, tatraiva avyakta sanyake, in their avyakta form they go. Therefore, you need not cry. Okay? Because we are not crying when we are going to sleep. Are you crying? We are not crying. Why? Tomorrow morning, I wake up. But difference is, you wake up in the same body, there you wake up in the other body. Innor vaad solren nanna kettukonga. The difference between your sleep and waking up and the death and another body is, you wake up in the same body, same activities you continue, but after pralaya or after death you wake up in another body. Another body means another body. Another body means elephant body, dog, donkey, serpent, tree. Tree also is jiva. Therefore, any body we can take. After all, body, what is there? Your body will come there, manifest. That is called creation. This is a very, very mind-boggling subject for everyone. You have to understand from Shastra only. Otherwise, you cannot understand what is Srishti. Srishti is nothing but hi. Hi is Srishti. No hi is sleep. Adi madri, the transaction available is called Srishti. When transaction is not available, is called Pralaya. Now, next shloka. Up to here, we saw in the last class. 19th shloka.
Bhutagramasa evayam. Bhutva bhutva praliyate. Ratryagame vashav partha. Prabhavantyaha ragame.
Saha eva ayam bhutagramaha. Now this is creation. Previous shloka, Ratri Agami, everything gone into avyakta form. Now Brahmaji has woken up. Aharagami. Prabhavati Aharagami. Same topic he continues. Ahaha Agami, when the day comes. Saiva, that is very important. Saiva, the same good old jivas. Sayeva means what? Na anye ityarthaha. Not any other jivas. Jivas are not newly created. Jivas are not newly created at any creation. All good old jivas only come back. Then how population increasing? Same jivas. Question. Same jivas are only taking birth. How population is increasing? In spite of population control, government doing, but increasing, no population, no place. Sevi rush. You can move this side. Heavy rush, population is increasing. Can come this side. Because the jivas are innumerable, multitude. We think jivas means only human beings, we are thinking. Jivas means not only human beings. Jivas means you have to take what? Plants, animals, birds, insects, aquatic creatures. So many other species, 84 lakhs of species, all are jivas only. Multitude jivas are there. And each time jivas are taking different bodies. 84 lakhs, 84 lakhs complete, 84 lakhs of varieties. Namakku chennadi naaluda. Pakshi jati, pasu jati, krimi jati, vriksha jati. In the matter, species and jati. 84 lakhs of species, jatis are there. You all complete pannanume. Therefore, anadi, beginningless. It is beginningless. Our intellect cannot comprehend this. You require a subtle intellect. Therefore, new jivas need not be created, cannot be created. Old jivas only, because jiva is anadi, beginningless. When the first jiva born? As a first jiva, when I was born? There is no first jiva born. There is no jiva born for the first time. Kadaiyadu. Enna jiva is? Anadi. Epame irundinde iruka. I, the jiva, am always there. No birth. Because I am anadi, beginningless. Then what about this birth? This is only vesham. The jiva who is birthless, changing the vesham. Now the jiva, the sukshma sariram, wearing the human body. Next time wearing another cockroach body. Next time wearing another serpent body. Another time taking their tree body. Another time taking aquatic body. Another taking like an whale. So many are there, no? You go to National Geography. National Geography, Discovery Channel. Ella namma avataram da adu. Our avataram only, all jivas avatarams only. Okay, ippo inda avataram la irukum. Previous janma, who knows? In which avatara we were? No, we do not know. Shastra tells, according to your karma, you might have taken many janmas. According to karma, many janmas you have taken. Somehow you have come here. That is why in Avani Avattam Sankalpa they say, no? Anadi avidya vasanaya pasu pakshi mruga the yonishu. After long punyena, lot of punya, dvijanma, I am born as a human being. Pasu pakshi mruga kita yonishu. I am born. I was there. Now, edo tappi tavari human life kundita, oh Gayatri, nan protect me taye, and so kekara. Adhila ni sankalpatla irukku. So that means what? Anadi. Now, it is like a cycle. It is a cycle, like giant wheel. The giant wheel is a merry-go-round. You enter, Swamiji gives example. It is a merry-go-round. You enter the giant wheel, going, merry-go-round. But this cycle is a sari-go-round, not merry-go-round. This is a sari-go-round. How can you say sorry, Swamini? Helplessly he comes. There you buy the ticket and you enter. And the round comes, you come down. That is why it is merry-go-round. Whenever you want, you enter. Whenever you want, a second round, polama vendamana podu appa ipoye kannu sutthadu. I want to get down. You get down. That is why it is a merry-go-round. What about this cycle of janma, marana, chakram? It is a sorry-go-round. Yena, the ticket is not in your hand. Helplessly. Who says? Lord Krishna says, Sahaiva ayam bhutagramaha. Bhutagramaha means grama, means not village. Grama means samudayaha. Group. Bhutagrama, group of beings. Same group of beings, multitude beings, they manifest, animate and inanimate, sthavara and jangama, moving and non-moving. On the arrival of their night of Brahmaji, Ratri Agame, Ratri when it comes, Ahakshaye, when the day disappears, Ratri comes. So that time, Bhutva, having born again and again, they perish, praliyate, they perish. Bhutva means again and again, kalpe, indicate it is eternal process, non-ending process. Aha agame avashaha prabhavati. When the day comes, ratrikshaye, day comes, avashaha means asvatantra anartham, helplessly, without any effort, just they born. He partha, O Arjuna, this is the creation Suppose you ask new jivas, Bhagavan is creating. Suppose anybody asks, how we can bond like that? How first jiva come in? First jiva varadhu kediyathu, first jiva irukku, eppovume irukku. Ethana jivas nu kekkadhu. There are multitude of jivas. Then how we have come? Because of karma. How karma has come? Don't ask. Karma first or janma first? Why janma? Because of karma. Why karma? Because of janma. What is first? Don't ask. Koliya, muttaya. Thengaya, tennamarama. Adella keka kodadu. And that means you are shutting our mouth, our intellect, and not shutting, you never get an answer. You have to understand, the time comes, you understand the answer, right answer. Until you get that answer to your intellect, you trust in Shastra. You believe in Shastra. You cannot get answer. That is why even scientists also, they are not able to say this consciousness is beyond physical and chemical laws, principles. Consciousness is not available. In the dead body, they are cutting the brain and searching for the consciousness. In the dead body brain, they take out. Edhaavadhu konja consciousness enga kadikumo na. Consciousness is beyond matter. Consciousness is beyond time. Consciousness is beyond space. Finally, they have come to a conclusion that consciousness is not available for physical and chemical laws, principles. It is beyond our experiments. They cannot. That is why Shastra alone is the solution for many things. Why this creation in front of us? Why this terrible creation, problems? Why? Now look into the shloka. Avashaha prabhavati. They are born again helplessly. That helplessly is very important. We are born without our knowledge. We go without our knowledge. When we go, where we go, we don't know. When we have come, why we have come, we don't know. Anyone of you know? We don't know. Shastra says you have to. When you don't know, better listen to Shastra. Why not? Isn't it? When you don't know, Shastra is the answer. Next shloka.
Parastasmatu bhavonyah. Avyakto vyakta sanatanah. Avyakto vyakta sanatanah. Yasya sarveshu bhuteshu. Yasya sarveshu. Nashyat suna vinashyati.
It's a very, very important shloka. Now Lord Krishna talking about Ishvara's nature. Vyaktam, avyaktam. We have understood both. Vyaktam, whatever is visible matter, visible matter. Avyaktam is invisible matter. We have understood two things. Matter in visible form is Srishti. Matter in invisible form, avyaktam, is pralaya. Beyond these two, vyakta matter and avyakta matter, there is another principle. Avyakta number two is there. Vyaktam, Avyaktam, one, and Avyakta, two. Avyakta, two, is the perceiver, observer of Avyakta number one and Vyakta. Vyakta means manifesting creation. Avyakta means unmanifesting matter. What is matter? Doesn't matter. Matter is nothing but Maya. Maya is nothing but Prakriti. Prakriti is nothing but Shakti. Shakti is nothing but energy. What is matter? Body is matter. Your hand is matter. Your head is matter. Your leg is matter. Desk is matter. For that matter, every perceived thing, object is matter. How many I can say? Whatever you see is matter. Appa, that's good. That is the answer. What is matter? Whatever you see is matter. Whatever you don't see, that matter, when it is goes to unmanifest form, is also a matter. Sometimes you see that matter, sometimes you won't see that matter. You see matter in the night sleep. Sometimes you see, sometimes you won't see. Sometimes you see, sometimes you won't see. The one who sees is Avyakta number two. Sometimes who perceive matter, sometimes who perceive, won't perceive matter which is in unmanifest form. So the unmanifest form matter, manifest form witnesser is consciousness. That's what Lord Krishna says here. Look into the shloka. Avyaktaha. Avyaktaha number two. First line, second half. Avyaktaha avyaktat sanatanaha. Avyaktat means Avyakta number one. What is Avyakta number one? Maya. Maya in unmanifest form is Avyaktam number one. Maya is in manifest form is world. Very, very technical, very important, worth noting. Maya in manifest form is world. Maya in Avyakta form is called Avyakta number one. This Avyaktaha Bhavaha Anyaha. Avyaktat Avyaktaha Anyaha. Inna Swamini. Avyaktat number one is Maya. Avyaktaha, anyaha avyaktaha is Aksharam Brahma. What is the chapter name? Aksharam Brahma. Yoga. Avyakta number two is Aksharam Brahma, the consciousness, existent principle, Satchidananda Swarupam. Avyaktat Paraha. In the Avyaktam, Avyakta number one, this Avyakta is beyond. Paraha means beyond. Bhavaha Aksharakhyam Param Brahma. Bhavaha means Aksharakhyam Param Brahma. There is another unmanifest being. There is another unmanifest being. Ang enna sonnam unmanifest? Sonunga. Number one, unmanifest matter. Avyakta number two ki unmanifest being, conscious being. That is the difference. Avyakta number one is unmanifest matter, Maya. Avyakta number 2 is unmanifest being, sentient consciousness principle. Are you following? Bhavaha means that is the meaning. This avyakta number 2, which is unmanifest being, is sanatanaha, eternal, which is never affected by time. Eternal means nityam anartham, eternal, timeless. That avyakta number 1 has got time or not? It has. How do you know? Ratryagame, aharagame. But this avyakta number 2 is, there is no ratryagame, aharagame. Ever the same, unmanifest. It is ever in unmanifest form. You can never see it. Matter you can see, sometimes it disappears. So what about this unmanifest being, consciousness? Sometimes I see, sometimes it goes unmanifest, never. Sanatanaha avyaktaha anyaha avyaktat anyaha tasmat paraha beyond tasmat avyaktat anyaha avyaktaha paraha. In the avyakta one vida, in the avyakta being is different, beyond. Beyond means not space-wise. Don't take beyond means space-wise different. Beyond means higher order of reality. Beyond means what? It cannot afflict. It cannot touch. Yaha saha, this avyakta number 2 is consciousness, does not fall within time and space, desha kala avadhibhyam nirmuktam. Enna swamini indha maadhiri ella teaching solraale edho bhagavatam 10th adhyayam nanna irukke Lord Krishna கொச்சு குருவாயூரப்பா ரொம்ப அழகா அதரம் மதுரம் வதனம் மதுரம் இது என்னமோ அவ்யக்தா டூ அவ்யக்தா ஒன்னு இதெல்லாம் எதுக்காக? தட்ஸ் வை மெனி பீப்புள் ஆர் அட்ராக்டட் டு 10th ஸ்கந்த ஆஃப் பாகவதம். தே ஆர் ஆல் கிராஸ் மைண்டட் பீப்புள். தே லவ் தட் ஸ்டோரிஸ். டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் ரியல் nature of Krishna, the consciousness, this is Ishvara Swarupam, you require a subtle mind, you require many janmas to take, after refinement only you come to know this. Nirvisesham Param Brahma, this is called Nirvisesham Brahma, what we are studying, Sakshat Kartum Anishwaraha. Anishwaraha means a limited mind, very, very less grasping, gross-minded people, unrefined mind, immature mind people cannot grasp this Nirvisesham Param Brahma. Sakshatkartum means to understand Anishwaraha. Why? Te mandaha. Naa chollale. Naa chonna you will hit me. தே மந்தாஹா, தே ஆர் டல், வாட் டு டூ? தே ரிக்வயர் லாட் ஆஃப் ரிஃபைன்மெண்ட். தே மந்தாஹா, தே அனுகம்பியே மந்தாஹா, தே அனுகம்பியந்தே, அவுட் ஆஃப் கம்பேஷன் பகவான் நிர்விசேஷம் பரம் பிரம்ம, வாட் ஹீ டஸ், சவிசேஷ நிரூபணைஹினர், அவங்களுக்கு தே அப்பியர் இன் த ஃபார்ம். வச்சுக்கோ கொஞ்ச நாள் பண்ணுன்னார். உனக்கு இன்னும் டைம் ஆகும் புரியறதுக்கு. அதில் நீ 10th அத்தியாயத்திலே ஸ்கந்தத்துலேயே இரு, 10 ஜென்மா இரு. என்ன நஷ்டம் என்ன இதில்? 11th ஜென்மாவுக்கு 11th ஸ்கந்தத்துக்கு வருவான். அப்போதான் டீச்சிங்கே ஸ்டார்ட் ஆகும். உத்தவ கீதா அங்கே தான் வரும். ஸோ பீப்புள் ஸ்டாப் வித் 10th ஸ்கந்தா. தே ஐ லைக் தட் ஓன்லி. ஏன்னா தே ஏ மந்தாக தே அனுகம்பியந்தே சவிசேஷ நிரூபணை சகுண ஃபார்ம் அலோன் தே கேன் கிராஸ்ப் தே கெனாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஈவன் தே கம் டு கிளாஸ் ஆல்சோ தே ஸ்லீப். ஏன்னா புரியாது பியாண்ட் ஹெட். அவரே பியாண்டு பியாண்டு பட்டு படிக்கும் போது இந்த மேட்டருக்கு பியாண்டனும் போது இந்த மேட்டருக்கு பியாண்டாக போயிடும் இல்லையோ. பட் யூ கம் அண்ட் லிசன் எகெயின் அண்ட் எகெயின் அண்ட் எகெயின் அண்ட் எகெயின் ஸ்லோலி தட் பரமாத்மா சகுண பரமாத்மா வில் பிளெஸ் திஸ் பர்சன் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் த நிர்விசேஷம் பரம் பிரம்மா. மெனி பீப்புள் வோன்ட் கம். ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஆஃப் ஆல் மெனி பீப்புள் வோன்ட் கம். காலியாக இருக்கும் ஹால், சேர்ஸ் எல்லாம் காலியாக இருக்கும், இடமும் காலியாக இருக்கும். அதே பாகவத கதை பாருங்கோ, கூட்டம் கூட்டம். தே ஹாவ் டு கீப் லாட் ஆஃப் எல்சிடிஸ் அவுட் சைட் அண்ட் தே ஹாவ் டு ஸோ மச் தௌசண்ட்ஸில் ஒன் பர்சன் கம் டு நிர்விசேஷம் பரம் பிரம்மா. தௌசண்ட்ஸ் நாட் தௌசண்ட், தௌசண்ட்ஸ் அமாங் தௌசண்ட்ஸ் ஒன் பர்சன் சூஸ் டு ஸ்டடி பகவத்கீதா. That too in this manner. 99.999% of people are fit for that only. Let them go. That is good. Let them take their own time. They come to understand. அங்க புண்ணிய பரிபாகம் நல்ல பாகத்தம் கேட்டி 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 அதுக்கப்புறம் ஏதாவது புண்ணியம் வந்த அப்புறம் எங்கேயோ பகவத்கீதா கிளாஸ் காதில் விடும். எல்லாம் ரிட்டையர் ஆனதுக்கப்புறம் வந்து என்ன பண்ணுறது, எங்கள் நான் ஸ்டாப்பாக சொல்லின்னு இருக்கான் ஒரு சுவாமினி அம்மா விடாமலே. மழை வந்தாலும் ஹால் இங்கே இல்லைன்னா இங்கே ஒரு சோட வைக்கிறான், கிளாஸாவது லீவ் கொடுக்க மாட்டாளோ, கொடுக்க மாட்டான். ஸோ லைக் ரெகுலர் கிளாஸ் ஸ்டூடெண்ட்ஸ் மாதிரி இந்த மாதிரி வச்சிடலாம், வேறு வழி இல்லை. அப்படி வந்து 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 கொஞ்ச நாளுக்கு அப்பா ஏதோ இருக்கு இங்கே, என்னடா என்ன நிர்விசேஷம் பரம் பிரம்மா. பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் தட் புண்ணிய பரிபாக்கா தே கம் ஹியர். லுக் இன் டு த ஸ்லோகா. தஸ்மாத் அவ்யக்தாத் அன்யா அவ்யக்தா பாவா சனாதனா. வாட் இஸ் ஹி? யஹா சஹா சர்வேஷு பூதேஷு நத்ஸ்யஸ்ஸு ந விநஷ்யதி. வண்டர்ஃபுல். நஷ்யேஷு பூதேஷு, ஈவன் தோ த பீயிங்ஸ் ஆர் த பார்ன், தே கம் தே லீவ் த பாடிஸ். நஷ்யேஷு பூதேஷு விநஷ்யத்ஸு பூதேஷு, திஸ் பரமாத்மா அவ்யக்த பரமாத்மா அவ்யக்தா நம்பர் டூ அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா ந வினஷ்யதி, ந வினஷ்யதி. ராமா ஃபார்ம் கேன் கம் அண்ட் கோ, கிருஷ்ணா ஃபார்ம் கேன் கம் அண்ட் கோ, பட் திஸ் அக்ஷரம் பரம் பிரம்மா வில் நெவர் கம் அண்ட் கோ எவர். சாஸ்வதம் நித்யம். நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா. அவ்யக்தோக்ஷர இத்யுக்தஹ தமாஹு பரமாம் கதிம் யம் ப்ராப்ய ந நிவர்த்தந்தே தத்தாம பரமம் மம. நஷ்யத்சு சர்வேஷு பூதேஷு சஹ ந வினஷ்யதி மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹி வில் நெவர் பெரிஷ். திஸ் பரமாத்மா அவ்யக்தா கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா வில் நெவர் பெரிஷ். வில் நெவர் பெரிஷ் மீன்ஸ் யூ டோன்ட் திங்க் தட் ஓ ஹீஸ் டெத்லெஸ், ஆல் த டைம் ஹீஸ் எக்ஸிஸ்ட். இம்பெரிஷபிள் நோ, இம்பெரிஷபிள் என்ன, நாட் லைக் தட். ஹியர் டோன்ட் டேக் டைம் வைஸ் இஸ் பர்மனென்ட். is not located. Consciousness, Aksharam Brahma, is not located in any place. Where is consciousness is located? Which place consciousness is located and which place you can show? Really, place is located in consciousness. Place is located in consciousness. Consciousness is not located in the space. The space comes, time will come. When time comes, space will come. Desya, kala. When, where. Birth means what? Where is that birth? When comes. Since this consciousness, Aksharam Brahma, is birthless and deathless, there is no question of time and space location. Time limitation is not there, space location is not there. We say, where is this pot now? Pot is in the space, you say. Hey, pot is not in the space. Space is in the pot or pot is in the space? Space is in the pot. Space is in the pot, correct? Pot is in the space is more correct. Before pot is coming, space was there, space is there. Once you break the pot, space will be there. Then who is eternal? Space is eternal. Like that, consciousness was there before the body is coming. Consciousness is there while body is there. Consciousness will continue even after the death of the body. That means bodies are all coming in consciousness, going back into consciousness. They are just appearing and disappearing. So consciousness is not located. Space and time located in consciousness. How to understand? Space and time located in consciousness. Existence, sat. Existence, you want to have a knowledge of existence, sat. Existence is there, knowledge. To have knowledge, you must have consciousness. So to have, if you are a conscious only, you can have knowledge. If you have knowledge only, you can know the existence. So, existence presupposes consciousness. Consciousness presupposes existence. Puriyaliya Swamini, you know. Puriya vekkare, try pandre. I am, I exist, naan irukken. Naan irukken ennu sollum bodhu, I am, when you say, that means what? You have the knowledge of that you exist here in the class. Yes? I am ennu sollum bodhu, when you say I am, you know that you are here in the class. That means you have the knowledge of your existence. Yes? You have the knowledge of your existence. To have the knowledge of your existence, you must be conscious of your knowledge. I am conscious of that, I know that I exist. Enna ippo konjam puriyirado konjam puriyira maadhiri irukku swami ne. Try pannungo. Idhudhaan vali. I exist. Naan irukken. Irukkara illaya? Naan irukken. Naan irukken enu enakku theriyum. Naan irukken enu enakku theriyaradhukku naan conscious being ah dhaan irukkanum. Illaina enakku theriyadhu. Enakku theriyalaanna naan irukken enu enakku theriyadhu. Appo enakku theriyanumanna naan irukkanum. Naan irukken enna enakku theriyanum. Rendu irukka illaya ungalku? நீங்கள் இருக்கீள் உங்களுக்கு தெரியும், நீங்கள் இருக்கீள்னு உங்களுக்கு தெரியும். அப்போது வாட் யூ ஆர் டெல் மீ நவ்?
What you are?
You are existent consciousness principle. That is called Brahman. That is the real nature of God. Arjuna, may you understand, claim this consciousness existence principle alone is my nature. My nature means what? The person who is claiming I exist, I know that I exist, I am conscious being. That person claims that I am God. This is my real nature, Arjuna. The person has to claim that is consciousness existent is my real nature. Ididha Bhagavan Kadavaludi and Unmayana Rupam. This is called liberation. There is no other liberation other than this. Why we are missing? We are trapped by the name and form, avyaktam number one, which is manifesting. We are all trapped. Avyakta number two is trapped. Paramatma is trapped in this Maya. Avyaktam number one, which is appearing as matter and became Jeevatma. Venuma in the trap. Pon trap on Ahatan Swamini Nalna Irki Anandamana. Vyadhi, Jara, Marana. If you say that it is real, you are bound to have sufferings, limitation, dukkha. Vyadhi bhayam, jara bhayam, marana bhayam, they will chase you. If you are carried away by this matter and avyakta number one, you are trapped. Now what you have to do? Understand you are avyaktam number two. Enlivening the unmanifest matter to manifest. Understand? I am avyakta number two, the consciousness existent principle, enlivening the unmanifest matter to become a manifest matter. That is Srishti. Who is blessing this whole universe? Tell me now. Ishvara is blessing? I am blessing. I am means which I? Appearing matter, body, mind complex or unmanifest maya or unmanifest being. Who am I? Unmanifest being. I am manifesting in this body, mind, matter. But we became one with matter. Priyada? Priyanam. This is the more serious topic. Look into the sloka 21. Avyaktaha aksharaha. Care of Mundakopanishad. Atha para yaya aksharam adhigamyate. Yattadadresham agrahyam agotram avarnam achakshusrotram apani padam nityam vibhum sarvagatam susukshmam tadavyayam yad bhutayonim paripashyanti dhiraha. Care of Mundakopanishad. This is the definition of whom? My real nature. This is the definition of Aksharam Brahma. We are happy to be as a father, mother, grandfather, grandmother. But at the same time, you are unhappy to see the sufferings of those things, situations. As Aksharam Brahma, you see the whole matter is floating in me, the consciousness. No suffering. See the matter as matter. Doesn't matter. If you see the matter as a matter, either it is unmanifest form or manifest form, doesn't matter. But you become one with matter, you have to pay the price. For every pain and sorrow means you are taking yourself as matter. That is the cause. it is the worth to own up your real nature. Ippiravi tappinal enna ippiravi vaikkumo enna, you are not telling because you are all jivan muktas now, no? Swamiji, after listening to your class, அந்த ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட்டுக்கு தேவையே இல்லை, இல்லையா? அந்த ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் சொல்லவே வேண்டாம். எப்போ? ஆஃப்டர் ஸ்டடிங் பஞ்சதசி, பகவத்கீதா, உபனிஷத்ஸ் எல்லாம் படித்து படித்து இப்பிறவி தப்பினால் அங்கே எங்களுக்கு கிடையாது, அதெல்லாம் அவுட் ஆஃப் த டோர். ஓகே, அக்ஷரா இது உக்தா. கிருஷ்ணா சேஸ் தட் அவ்வக்தா நம்பர் டூ இஸ் நோன் ஆஸ் அக்ஷரம், இம்பெரிஷபிள். அந்த அக்ஷரம், ஷரம் மீன்ஸ் பெரிஷபிள், அக்ஷரம் மீன்ஸ் இம்பெரிஷபிள். ஆனால் இம்பெரிஷபிள்னு சொன்ன உடனே நமக்கு டைம் பிரின்சிபிள் வரும். இல்லை, டைம் பிரின்சிபிள் வரவே முடியாது. அந்த டைம் பிரின்சிபிள் இவருக்குள்ளதான் இருக்கு. இட் இஸ் ரெஸ்டிங் இன் பிரம்மன் டைம் பிரின்சிபிள். தம் ஆஹு பரமாம் கதிம். பீப்புள், வைஸ் பீப்புள் சே திஸ் அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா இஸ் த அல்டிமேட் கோல், கம்யம் பரமாம் சுப்ரீம் கதிம் கோல். எம் பிராப்ய பை அட்டைனிங் ஹுச் கோல், கோல் மீன்ஸ் புட் இன் இன்வெர்டெட் காமாஸ், இட்ஸ் நாட் எ கோல் டு அட்டைன். வேர் இஸ் பிரம்மன் நவ்? அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா ரைட் சைட் ஆர் லெஃப்ட் சைட்? அப் அண்ட் டவுன். சூராத் சுதூரி ஃபார் அன்னோன் பீப்புள் இட் இஸ் ஃபார், for known person taha antikecha, very close I am. Yam prapya na nivartante, they will not come back, they will not come back to this sorrow. Tad dhama paramam mama, hey Arjuna, you know that is my abode, that is my abode. Abode means don't take again my place, that is my abode. தாம ஸ்வரூபம் இத்யர்த்தஹ. தாம மீன்ஸ் ஸ்வரூபம், ஸ்தானம். பரமம் மீன்ஸ் பிரகிருஷ்டம், சுப்பீரியர் மோஸ்ட். தத் மீன்ஸ் தட் கான்ஷியஸ்னஸ் ஈஸ் மை ஹையர் நேச்சர், நாட் ஸ்ரீவைகுண்டம் ஸ்ரீகைலாசம். நீ ஸ்ரீவைகுண்டம் போனால் கூட இட் இஸ் நாட் லிபரேஷன், கைலாசத்துக்கு போனால் கூட திருப்பி வர வேண்டியதுதான். ஆனால் யூ கிளைம் ஹியர் இஸ் வைகுண்டம். Claiming I am Brahman is real Vaikuntham. Mandaha work for Sri Vaikuntham, Sri Kailasam, Goloka Vrindavanam. They try, let them try. They cannot reach there. They will reach and come back. But what is ours? There is no question of travel. I need not travel. Atraiva Brahma samashnute. Here, now itself, I recognize, understand. May you understand, Arjuna. Reaching, putting in inverted commas, okay? Nivartante, na nivartante, which does not come back. They reach means here, they claim, they own up. That is the meaning. More in the next class. பூர்ணமதஃ பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ, ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ, ஹரிஹ ஓம்.